It's 3 o'clock somewhere on the internet, and you're watching or listening to the podcast. I mean the Fraudcast. You're listening to the Fraudcast. Hey, everybody. Guess what? You're watching the Fraudcast. Get it? Fraudcast. It's like a fake podcast. Fucking, why'd you make me explain this? Now we, all right, well, you guys get it. You get it. Here we go. It's 3 o'clock somewhere on the internet, and you're listening to the Fraudcast, your weekly look at fake people, fake music, and fake art in the real world.
The time is 3:30 on the internet, and it's morning time on AM Stories. Nike recalls the Air Ryan after criticism from the Anti-Defamation League. But first, headline.
To compensate
for the high price of flying, airlines are offering oral sex to passengers flying economy. But first, headline.
I'm Amanda Sanchez with more headlines. Leading sleep.
A farmer in North Dakota did it like this, did it like that, did it with a wiffle ball bat. But first, headlines.
Did you know that glass is nothing more than ground up sand? But first, headlines.
Good evening, America. This is Abe Collins. With me in the studio, I'm a very lucky man. Sitting right in between the two presidential nominees for this upcoming election, Senator John McCain.
Yes, thank you. It's good to be here.
And it's my life's purpose to introduce this next man, a man that is going to change America forever, the mighty one, Senator Barack Obama.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You are very handsome in person.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, this is exactly what I'm talking about in terms of.
I don't really have anything
bias.
To say here. I don't really have anything.
Well,
to say,
you have.
But
been,
I just want to acknowledge.
I'm talking now.
This is a very nice studio.
Thank you.
He interrupted
President
me.
President Obama, I really appreciate.
I
that.
Was interrupted.
Yeah. So, John McCain, I understand that you're having a difficulty with your age.
Yeah, some people say that. You're going to check on me in the hospital?
I'd like to interrupt Mr. McCain right here. Say to him.
Please, anything you need, President Obama.
Well, now, I do have some policies which will help the elderly in this country. For instance, I'm not going to let young people with their ghetto blaster
young
stereos...
Young people. I think it's important for young people to come together and vote.
Yes,
we can. I'm here.
I'm still speaking.
To say that...
I'm sorry, gentlemen. We need to give each other time to speak.
Of course.
President Obama,
is it my turn? I think it's my turn. I just want to say that I believe that people here can work together.
And, my hand is raised.
People and young people together. Old people like this man here, who's very old in front of me.
I have both hands raised.
I don't know
now.
Who this man is, but I think he and young people
could
all
I
over
say
the world
please?
Can come together and vote for me.
Now
say,
this is
yes,
a...
we can.
All right, now I have a question for President Obama.
What was this?
So.
When
you look into a child's eyes, can you truly see hope?
Yeah. I can see hope in the child's eyes. I can see hope in animals' eyes. I can see hope anywhere I look. I can look looking right now into a big black screen in front of a microphone. And the microphone has got hope written on it.
Well, that's exactly
see,
my point.
Me.
I think that...
Excuse me, old man, sitting across the way from me.
Excuse me?
I look into this old man's eyes. He's across from me, and although I don't think there's hope for life continuing in him for very much longer, I still think there's hope for America. I see
now, hang on. When I and this reminds me a lot of being shot down over North Vietnam during the Vietnam War. Senator Obama has monopolized the time here on this debate, and he's monopolized the time here.
Monopoly is a game. That a lot of people hope to play, and I want to play
we're
with that.
We're not talking
with.
About Monopoly.
I don't think that...
I'm always the thimble.
Yeah, I think that's good for you, it's that good. You're always the thimple, and I'm always the shoe.
Because it also
I'm always
be
the
a
little
cut.
Shoe.
This is outrageous. I was in the middle of saying making a point here. If I could just make this point, just one point, would that be okay? Would that be okay?
Sure, please.
We need more mashed potatoes.
Yes, we can.
For
yes, we can.
Well, And also,
Senator McCain, please.
The air conditioning needs to be turned. What were you saying? I'm sorry. Was I interrupting you, Senator Obama?
Yeah, you were. I was going to say that I don't understand why people write thank you cards. I don't know why you wouldn't just
email. Well, I certainly understand. It's very nice to receive a thank you card.
Thank you.
When you do something nice. Like when I give my grandchildren money, I expect a thank you card in return. I think anyone over the age of 65 will tell you there used to be a time in this country when you would expect a thank you card. And I...
That's great.
Yes, we can. Hope change.
He's not even saying sentences.
And now it's The Ether, the weekly look at what's being pulled from The Ether. Hello, I'm Rob Edwards, and this is The Ether. This is The Ether with Rob Edwards. I'm Rob Edwards, and this is The Ether.
The Ether. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Ether. My name is Elvis Harvey Oswald. I'm filling in for Rob Edwards. As you know, I'm the film critic for the New York Post, and joining me today is... controversial Al-Qaeda funny man, Ahmed, you have played to sold-out theaters throughout the Middle East and Europe, and now you're trying to bring your act here to America, but you've been met with some resistance. Describe what's going on.
Well, first I would like to say thank you very much, Elvis Harvey, for having me on the show. I was hoping to meet Rob Edwards, but you are a perfectly fine substitute for the moment.
Thank you. Yeah, he's out sick. Excuse me?
I have met with some resistance from U.S. Customs officials. They do not believe that I am not a terrorist. They look at me and they see the stereotyping profiling immediately with the beard and the headscarf and the explosives around my chest. I'm making joke.
Well, that brings up a good point, because most of your jokes do have something to do with terrorism, where you seem to be insinuating that you have terrorist device on you or you plan something like...
I kill with comedy. I will not hold back with that weapon. If that is what being a terrorist is, then I am a terrorist with laughter and with comedy. Laughter and comedy is nothing more than the release of tension. And what better way to release tension than by blowing up a building?
Facetiously, I assume.
I'm joking! Ahmed.
So, wow, that's a unique brand of humor. You've mentioned a lot of comedic influences. Who are the comedians who've influenced you?
I love the William Smith. He's such a great actor, such an inspiration, a heart full of love and positivity. He's an inspiration for me.
So you take a lot of cues from African American comedians?
And from Africans as well.
Right.
Like Robert Mugabe, he's funny, man. He is really funny, man. He knows how to treat a crowd, especially like no food, no water, no shelter, oppress them into doing stuff he wants to do. It's good. Yes.
Wow. another joke, I guess.
No, that is the truth. I'm really inspired by that man. It is obvious that you do not like his ways, Mr. Elvis Harvey Oswald. I'm not conflicting
here. I liked his movie. I reviewed it pretty well. Last King of Scotland, I believe that was about Mugabe.
But that was not with Will Smith, though.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have seen it.
No. Parents just don't understand.
So what are your goals, Ahmed? What do you see yourself in 5 years?
I'd like to lose some weight. I'd like to find a partner. And I would like to play the Hollywood Bowl.
Wow. That's an ambitious goal for a really funny man. Ahmed here on The Ether. You can catch him live. He'll be playing several... Where's your...
I'll be playing the first week of next month at the Chuckle Hut, and then over at the 3rd Street Mosque for two nights only, and a two-drink minimum.
That's the Chuckle Hut and...
3rd Street Mosque.
And the 3rd Street Mosque. Ahmed, it's a pleasure having you on The Ether.
This has been The Fraudcast. Join us next episode when we speak to poet laureate Alistair Crenshaw. Bow. Bow, 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 bow. This is PRO, Public Radio.
And that's The Fraudcast. We'll see you next time.